The Lafayette Symphony Orchestra will be out on the town and joined by three young accomplished soloists in the annual Keller Competition Concert Saturday evening. I recently spoke with the orchestra's new executive director, Sarah Mummy, to find out more. Before we even get into what's going on as far as the program, let's let folks know it's not going to be at the Long Center.
We will actually be in the Dick Yeager Auditorium at the Rohrman Center for the Performing Arts, which is located at Jefferson High School. It's a first for the orchestra performing somewhere, aside from our outdoor concerts, performing somewhere away from the Long Center. So we're really excited to be out on the town this month.
You do the Keller Competition Concert every year.
Every year.
And I think last year it got moved from the first of the year to the fall, which seems to be a better arrangement for the orchestra and the students.
Yeah, easier to get the students. They're not quite as busy with the beginning of classes and a little bit easier for them to make it out to rehearsals.
Good. And this year you have quite an age range as far as the soloists go. We'll get into that in just a moment. The thing that intrigues me that I read is that you're going to have plenty of young musicians within the orchestra as well.
We certainly will. We have about 24 players who will be playing in a side-by-side format, which is another thing that the orchestra used to do on an annual basis and something that it's a format that's kind of gone by the wayside in the last 7 or 8 years or so. So we're really excited to bring that format back. But we'll have players, winds, brass, and strings from both Jefferson High School and West Lafayette Junior Senior High School playing with our principal players in the orchestra.
So did these young musicians also have to compete for these places?
They were actually recommended by their directors.
Let's talk about the three young competition winners. Let's go with them in chronological order. So what are we talking about first here?
Well, youngest is David Du. He'll be playing piano. He is 8 years old. He's a second grader at Cumberland this year. He plays piano, he plays cello and violin as well, so he's definitely keeping busy at a young age.
And I hear he likes math and sports and reading as well.
Yeah, in his spare time.
In his spare time.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
He will be performing the Mozart Piano Concerto No. 21 in C. He will be performing the third movement.
And then we go on to?
Clara Abel. She will be performing on cello for this concert. She is also a multi-talented young lady and incidentally is the daughter of our concertmaster, Alfred Abel.
And she'll be playing a complete work in this case.
Yes, she will. Tchaikovsky Variations on a Rococo theme for cello and orchestra.
And then I don't believe in the time I've been here, we've had a vocal student as a Keller winner.
It's been a few years, but we do have tenor Benjamin Davis, who will be performing two arias. One from Don Giovanni and another Lalo aria. And he is actually a music student at DePaul University. So we have a pretty wide range of ages this year.
Also on the program, a couple of other things. Mm-hmm. We have an overture and a symphony.
Yes, we do. And those are where those side-by-side players are going to come in. The Keller winners will be accompanied by a chamber orchestra of just the LSO musicians. And then the side-by-side orchestra in the second half will be performing Verdi's Nabucco Overture and Dvorak Symphony No. 8.
And you'll have a guest conductor as well for those two pieces, Andrew King, who is director of the Purdue Philharmonic and Purdue Symphony Orchestras, will be on the podium for those two pieces. But music director Nicholas Palmer will be directing the chamber orchestra for the Keller winners.
Yes.
Well, now you just assumed this role not too long ago, executive director. What are some of the changes and plans we can look forward to with the orchestra?
Well, I think a lot of the changes that we're excited about this season are already in motion. We have a really exciting season, really fresh, really young season that hopefully will appeal not only to new audiences, but to our tried and true patrons as well, with a good mix of cutting-edge guest artists, and still some really classic orchestral works.
The Lafayette Symphony Orchestra's executive director, Sarah Mummy, talking about this Saturday evening's concert, which will spotlight this year's three young Keller Competition winners. The program begins at 7:30, not at the Long Center, the orchestra's usual venue, but at Jefferson High School's Rohrman Center for the Performing Arts. Tickets are available through the symphony's website, lafayettesymphony.org, or at 742-6463.